are now listening to SpartanCast from Hazelwood East, brought to you by DeMarco Holly, Victoria Braxton, Kevin Slattery, and Lindsay McKay, with sponsorship from Mr. Bill Banks. Please be sure to visit our website at www.spartancast.blogspot.com.
This is Kevin Slattery with your SpartanCast. A lot of exciting things have been happening in the theater department this year at Hazelwood East. The year started off with an all-thespian musical in September, The Me Nobody Knows. Thespian Troupe 1220 started working on the musical over the summer, and it turned out to be a big success. Then, in October, thespians and Spartan players were responsible for organizing the homecoming parade. In November, the dining room was performed in the newly renovated auditorium. This much-needed renovation included new seats, carpeting, and curtains. In February, the renovation will continue when the auditorium receives a brand new lighting system in time for the spring musical. Be March 1st to 3rd, 2007. It follows the story of Prince Pippin, the son of Charlemagne, in his quest for discovering himself and finding where he belongs in the world. Auditions are already underway. Auditions for musicals consist of a vocal and dance workshop in which prospective cast members are taught a song and dance to perform at one of the two audition days. Then, callbacks are held for the production staff to see whom they would like to again. Director Debbie Ladd says that new talent is discovered each year, and it often surprises her who is cast in lead roles. For example, in the 2004 musical Little Shop of Horrors, two freshmen were cast in their first play at East in lead roles. Everyone is encouraged to try an audition. In January, the Thespian Troupe will attend the Missouri State Thespian Conference. This year, the conference is being held in St. Louis on the campus of UMTL. The three-day conference consists of theater workshops, main stage shows, one-act plays, and other social activities for thespians all around the state to meet. In the midst of producing a musical, the theater department will also organize the Winter Dance, which will be held February 10, 2007. After the musical, Mr. EHS, Hazelwood East's version of a male beauty pageant, will be held. The competition, now in its third year at East, gathers representatives from each of the school's clubs and sports teams. Each club's representative participates in talent, formal wear, sportswear, and a question and answer session. This is a very funny night that will be enjoyable to all. After Mr. EHS, the theater department is still not done for the year, and yet another play will be performed. Arsenic and Old Lace, a comedy, will be the last play performed under the direction of Debbie Ladd. She will be retiring at the end of this year. As you can see, the theater department is very busy this year.
The SpartanCast would like to show some feature writings from Mrs. Gagliardi's creative writing class, a poem by Diana Jones, and a short story by Letitia Abernathy.
Hello, my name is Diana Jones, and I'm in Miss Gagliardi's creative writing, and the name of my poem is What Poetry Means to Me. Poetry is like the blood that flows through my veins. The words are warm and strength to my body as the sound of it goes into my ears. The sounds of the words that they speak as I sit there and listen to see what will come next, what good vitamins and nutritions they will throw out. When I sit and begin to search out the words that come my way, I reach up and receive what I need, and I know that it will help me.
Letitia Abernathy, Miss Gagliardi's creative writing class. The angels are watching. I watch my sister Jazz fold her arms and twist her lips as we wait for Alicia to pick us up from the stool. This is just like her. She's probably not coming to get us, Jackie says with frustration. Alicia dries up like she runs over pedestrians for a living. Hurry up and put the stuff in the car, yelling as if she was waiting on us. Angel, did you get my cookies? She asks, smiling. Yes, ma'am. Yes, who? Yeah, I got them, I say with shame. We pull away as if there's no such thing as a ticket. It begins to rain, irritated and confused tears of agony on our way to the apartment. Alicia runs in the house out of the rain and slams the door behind her. Jazz ignorantly follows, and the innocence is left to get the bags. I finish my breakfast and kiss Jazz on her forehead on my way to the bus stop. Jazz stopped coming to school last month. She says that a girl like her shouldn't go to school since our mama doesn't care. What are you so happy about, Angel? Your mama came home last night or something? Sandra attempts to make me feel bad. IDs, shucks, I don't have mine. Sorry, can't ride without an ID. Please, can I ride? I'll get in trouble if I don't go to school. Nope, get off my bus. God doesn't like ugly, and I don't like looking at it. After school, my chest feels tight and I don't have asthma. Maybe I'm hallucinating or I'm hungry. I know that something's really wrong because the bus driver drives clear past my bus stop. My tight chest was no hallucination. Police cars crowd around my apartment, taking my dear family away. They have malicious scratches and blood over their body. The angels are watching over me as I defeat their immortality.
The Spartan cast would like to thank Ms. Gagliardi and the two writers, Diana Jones and Letitia Abernathy, for showing their creative writing. Thank you. This is your Spartan cast, and we're talking about the debate over graduation. I'm here with...
This is Kevin Slattery.
And Victoria Braxton.
And we're talking with Alana Gray and Nadia Labastri.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hello.
Hello, thanks for coming, Alana and Nadia. So could you tell us what is going on with the conflicts in graduation?
Basically, every year there's a state meet, a sectionals meet to get the state, whether you're in track, baseball, any spring sport, any sport in general. And usually graduation is on a Thursday, Wednesday, or Friday, but all of a sudden they decided to put it on a Saturday without telling anyone, which, and it happened to be on the same day as sectionals, which is our track meet to get the state. So that's the issue.
How is this going to affect the seniors in the situation of track and graduation?
It's actually putting us in a really tough spot. I mean, since they're on the same day and you have to go to sectionals in order to qualify to go to state, you're faced with this tough decision that we shouldn't have to make. Am I going to go to graduation, which is basically the reason that I'm going to high school to graduate and get my diploma and walk across the stage with my class, or do I want to go to sectionals and compete with my track team and try and go to state and win it my senior year? That's every athlete's dream.
Right.
So how does your parents feel about this? Are they more in favor of you going to graduation or maybe having possibly like a future in track?
Well, my father, both of my parents want me to graduate, of course, you know, but we look at it like this. No matter what, I'm going to get my diploma. I deserved it. I earned it. The graduation part is just, you know, being with your peers. It's a memory. Yes, I'm a track girl. That's what we call it, track baby. I grew up with track, and all my high school years, you know, you set goals for yourself. You set academic goals, and you set, well, like me, track. I've been trying to make it to state all my years. Yes, I've made it, but each year you set a better goal. You know, now I want to win state. And this was our year as a team and me as an individual to actually win my individual races and as a team. And it's a big issue for me and my team. And I feel like if I'm not there, I'm not saying like I'm the best person, best track runner out there, but if I'm not there and other people can't come, then how can you call it state? Because state's supposed to be competing against the best athletes in the state. And the best athletes won't be able to come if they're at their graduation. It's not. And one, I mean, yes, you're probably thinking, well, you know, it's graduation. It's only going to be one time. State is only one time, you know. You only have one time to jump, or you only have one time to run your fastest. This is my year. And all of a sudden, I have to decide which one I want to do. And it's not like we haven't tried to compromise with the school. And then I can see if the school asked us, you know, is this day okay for you guys? It's like they just up and change without even considering us. And that's what makes us mad. And my parents also. It's like they don't even care. We said alternate dates, maybe changing the location. Maybe how come we can't go to a different school, or how come we couldn't have it at our school? They just knock everything out the way. Like, it's nothing. Like, they really don't care about us. So if they don't care about me, then that's fine. I'm going to do what I can do best, which is run. I know I have the academics. Nobody can ever take my knowledge away. But no one, my legs are not guaranteed to always be here, but my brain will. So I'm going to graduate, not with my class. Even if I don't make the sectionals, I've chosen not to go to graduation because I feel that they don't care about me. So I'm not even going to say how I feel about them.
Okay. So, Nadia, I know you're the tied for the valedictorian of your class. There's an alternate date scheduled where all three high schools will graduate together. How do you feel about that?
I hate to say this, but I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, first of all, look at the rivalries between the high schools. I mean, competition-wise or sports-wise, I mean, we're each other's rivals. And even though when we're graduating, it's a more friendly environment, but when it all comes down to it, you want to graduate with people from your high school. I don't want to graduate with people from Central and West, the people that I compete against, even though it's not necessarily a negative or aggressive rivalry. It's just we're rivals. And with me, my situation is I would rather compete at sectionals instead of graduate. But me being tied for valedictorian and being my mother's first child to graduate, she's not about to let that happen. She's forcing me to go to graduation, which I can respect that decision. I can understand that. But the point is, I shouldn't even have to be put in this situation. I should be able to graduate among the top of my class with my friends and be able to go to sectionals and go to state and win for my team instead of being forced to do one or the other.
Have you talked to other people, your peers, other athletes? How do they feel about it?
Yes, like you guys are just talking to people like us. Yes, we have the grades. We know we're going to be able to graduate. But some people, you know, all they have is track, all they have is sports, and they look up to that. You know, that's the one thing they can accomplish, and you're taking it from them. And, you know, some people, you know, they just have to graduate. And you can respect that, you know, why wouldn't you want to graduate? You know, that's a big accomplishment also. But sports, for people, is like their life. It's not my life, but it's a big part of my life. So, yeah, we talk to other athletes. And actually, track isn't the only sport that's in this whole situation. Every spring sport, except golf, has sectionals on that same day, which is boys tennis, girls soccer, baseball, track and field, every sport but golf. And we asked the board, you know, how did you guys make this decision? How did you guys choose this date? And they said they looked at their calendar and UMSL's calendar, and it's obvious that they didn't pay attention to
the athletic calendar.
The student athletes who actually all they do is make the school look good. Us winning state as a team doesn't make ourselves look good. It only makes the school look good. If you don't win something individually, the college doesn't care if your team won. They want to know what you did. So it's a big accomplishment for us, but all we do is make Hazelwood East look better. And Hazelwood as a school district.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us. Are there any other final thoughts you'd like to say about this whole fiasco, if you could call it that?
We need everyone's support in trying to get the date changed, or if you guys can start maybe trying to get a petition out or coming to some of the board meetings, just calling up to the school board, letting them know, you know, we're not happy and we want change.
Also, we found out recently that there is an available date open at UMSL, which the board told us that there wasn't. That Sunday, right after the Saturday that graduation is scheduled for, is open, May 20th.
Well, thanks a lot for both of you taking your time out to talk to us about this. Kevin Slattery.
Victoria Braxton, signing out.
Thanks for listening to our Spartancast at Hazelwood East. Be sure to visit our website at www.spartancast.blogspot.com.